Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Superior Livestock, America's leader in livestock marketing. Coming up is Superior's video auction February 26th out of the Embassy Suites in Oklahoma City. Contact your local rep today to market your cattle. Consignment deadline is February 15th. You don't want to miss this February 26th video auction. Call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to superiorlivestock.com. Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Hey neighbor, now's the time to be making plans to be a part of this year's Texoma Cattlemen's Conference being put on by the Noble Foundation Friday, February 26th at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event, the cattle industry, evolving through innovation and technology. An all-day cattle conference that'll help you get ready for 2016 and beyond in the beef cattle business. For more information, go to noble.org/ag events or call them 580-224-6375. Annual meeting of the National Cotton Council happening over this last week in Dallas. Times are tough right now in the cotton industry, and growers have been unable to persuade the administration, USDA's Tom Vilsack, to make cottonseed eligible for new Farm Bill programs. In the other oilseed category, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Mike Conaway of Texas, has vowed to try to change the mind of Mr. Vilsack. A new survey, though, out from the National Cotton Council over the weekend indicates that farmers are still going to plant a little more cotton this spring than they did a year ago. Plantings are going to be estimated for this year at 9.1 million acres, according to their intention survey, which will be about 6% higher than a year ago. A lot of the increase in the Mid-South and here in the Southwest. The problem for cotton growers is that other crops they could plant won't pencil out a lot better. Dr. Jody Campici, formerly of OSU, now with the National Cotton Council as their Vice President for Economics and Policy Analysis, says prices for corn and soybeans are about 8 to 12% lower this year than they were at this time a year ago. The price of cotton has basically stayed the same. Specifically, increases in cotton acreage are seen for 2016 in Kansas, up to 24,000 acres expected for this spring. That'd be up 47% from a year ago. Oklahoma, up to 246,000 acres from 215,000 acres a year ago. That's up 14% on intentions. And the Texas acreage up to 5 million acres from 4.8 million acres a year ago. Most of that increase coming in South Texas. That would be a little over 5% increase for the Lone Star State. President Obama releasing his budgets this week. One thing for agriculture, looks like perhaps more money for agriculture research to be proposed. Tom Vilsack is Secretary of Agriculture, explaining that this week on Capitol Hill. Meanwhile, Kansas Senator Pat Roberts, who's chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, saying time is getting short on getting a fix on GMO labeling. He says that if we don't get Senate action, a state GMO labeling law in Vermont is set to go into effect at the beginning of July. Senator Roberts says he doesn't want to see that happen.
We have to move. This is in July. Already you have Camel Soup and a whole bunch of folks already going ahead, and they are simply applying the law as it is written in Vermont. It is very restrictive, and it's not the kind of label that we need if, in fact, we're going to a label.
Senator Roberts has been meeting with food industry stakeholders in our nation's capital to discuss the issue. He said he couldn't tell reporters when he expected to mark up a bill, but he hopes this is not an issue resolved at the last minute. You've got farm news on Ron. If you're a cattle producer in the state of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association encourages you to sign a petition that will allow a referendum for an Oklahoma beef checkoff. This new checkoff will provide more funds to build beef demand. Monies collected will be invested by the Oklahoma Beef Council. To learn more about the Oklahoma Beef Checkoff petition and referendum, go to okcattlemen.org. More farm news up on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Check it out at your convenience. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.